Okay, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is 4/28/2017, and this is called The Walk of the Spirit. As you learn to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh, there will be more and more like the disciples in the book of Acts, when the leaders told them to not teach in the name of Jesus anymore. They said, "We must obey God rather than men." The three Hebrew children said, "We would rather burn than bow." David, "I'll face the giants rather than defy my God." The systems of this world are antichrist. Pray for Christians to be lawmakers and judges so righteousness can reign in America. Satan and his system seek to control you. The gospel message has been sent to free you. So, as we pray for our nation, we need to pray Christians into Congress, into the Senate, into the Supreme Court, into the presidency. People that love the Constitution, people that will have God's mind and make laws. See, Congress makes laws. And right now, it's pretty polluted. But FISA brings down the House, and we're real close to the FISA being released, and then the OIG report, which, we've kind of heard hints that it's very damning to these people that have done bad. The Lord said, "You're missing the point, my children. You're so tuned into your circumstances and business, you have forgotten about seek ye first. Then all these things are added. You need to seek me and get my plan, and as you do my will, I will take care of your needs, wants, and desires. The kingdom first. You care not looking at things." Wait. Sometimes I get to writing so fast, I just... Okay. In other words, your focus... All right, I'll just say this. You're so focused on the outward circumstances, you've totally missed the purpose for which I have sent you there. He's talking about your jobs. I've sent you there. There is your mission field. Mission field. You're a threat to Satan. He has an evil agenda. All the circumstances and symptoms are coming from him. He knows how powerful you are and how you can call those things which be not as though they were. Do you know how powerful that is? God is a God that calls those things that be not as though they were. And he has made us in his image and likeness to speak change. We're the devil's biggest threat. Because we can speak things into existence. We can listen to the Lord and he'll say, "Speak this, speak that, do this, do that." But if we're all focused in our little world, what's going on with us or whatever, just taking care of business like we've always done, we're not going to hear. Get your focus right. Listen to what I've been saying to you week after week, month after month. Stop letting care be a snare. I said, take care of my business and I will take care of yours. The seven mountain mandate. The business of every Christian is the Great Commission, whether they be ministers or laymen. Set your minds on kingdom business first, and you will find that all the natural ones will take care of themselves. This is that step release program. Last week, the Lord said, "You think you need more money, but what you need is wisdom." See, we need wisdom to take God's plan and forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and let him take care. He knows what we need before we even ask it. So let's take care of his business, and he'll be working on ours. Satan's goal, to control the world through the Antichrist system. A lot of progress was made, so much of it is really frightening. But the church has awoken and God is giving them assignments to turn it all around. That's us. This is the most important thing on earth. We can't forget that. I saw yesterday or the day before where Tommy Robinson, I don't know if he's Irish. I'm thinking maybe he's Irish. He's a reporter, a journalist, and he's been thrown in prison unlawfully just for speaking the truth. And he's finally gotten out of prison, and he said he thought he would never run for politics, and now he's running for some kind of position in the UK. And Twitter has cut off his campaign platform on, you know, censored him, so the message won't get out. But you know what? What the Lord is doing through Donald Trump and through the church in America is spreading all over the world. The Yellow Vest movement in Paris, people are seeing freedom. They want freedom. They want the evil gone from their world. They don't like all of these evil things that the globalists are pushing on them. This is a system that's being pushed to try to get us open borders and enemies coming in, just take us out, and then the bad take over. That's the devil's agenda. That's the Antichrist's agenda. But God is raising up people like Tommy Robinson, who are not afraid to speak their mind and go to prison for it. Or those men that filmed those people at Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts, and they went to prison. Yes. Not the crooks. See, people like this, God is raising up all over the world, not just here, all over the world, to affect change. And those visions by Tommy Hicks and Brother Hagin, it was the whole body of Christ. It was shaking off the demons and shaking off all the crap that we've allowed to come into the church and make us watered down and ineffective. It started shaking back and forth, and those things started falling off. That's what God is doing. He's raising up people all over the world in different countries. They're standing up and saying, everywhere the president goes, they love him. We wish we had Trump here. It's kind of like a prophet's not without honor except in his own house. He's respecting all the other countries of the world in his own country. Well, there's a lot of people respect him here. It's just, you know, they blab it on the air, just a few ugly ones. We must push. Just a minute. This is the most important thing on earth. It will never be back to business as usual. We just might as well get that through our thinking. It will never be the same again. Our Disneyland, kick back, do whatever you want to. My time is my own. Not that God doesn't give you things. But that kind of attitude, that lackadaisical, I go to church because I want to get blessed and who gives a hoot about anybody else, attitude cannot, it won't. It's gone. It's over. It's finished. God's fed up with it. He's spewing it out of his mouth. We must push far forward, not quit. Not let Satan gain any more ground. We've made a lot of progress, and we're seeing it. I mean, we are seeing it everywhere you look. But we cannot let down, and we cannot give up, because we're just... I wouldn't even say we're three-fourths of the way. It's like we've moved a little to the right, and it's just going to keep going. It's like a domino effect, you know, a little bit. Maybe one domino, and then before you know it, it's going to all go down, okay? If Satan wins, we won't have jobs or future or anything else, so what are you worrying about the job for and all that kind of crap? Because if Satan wins... We need to pray the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. When Jesus comes, what has not been brought under his command, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15, what's not been put under his feet will be, and death will be abolished. The last thing to be abolished will be death. What we haven't conquered, he'll finish the job. No more business as usual, unless it's master's business. Okay, that's the most important thing. All through the Word of God, you will find unjust laws. You stand as a son of God in an awesome place. I put you where you are to change things. My will there. The land is full of lawlessness, legalistic. Not all laws are good, many are bad. What's he saying? That we can speak and say, rules, regulations, and laws change to my advantage in Jesus' name. Rules, regulations, and laws that conform to the Word of God and for the good of the body of Christ is what we speak. And the Lord will be defined in that, I believe. Let me lead you to change the laws. They do not line up, that do not line up with my word. We can sit and gripe about the laws and gripe about the leaders, but he's told us really we're not to be doing that. We're to be praying for our leaders so that God can turn their heart like a water course and that they'd come to know him. That they'd lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. In other words, I surrender to your will, God. Like Nebuchadnezzar. Look what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar built the statue, and even after seeing what happened with the three Hebrew children, pride started popping up, and he talked about how great he was, and the Lord struck him down, and he was like an animal for 7 years. Herod did that. Well, the angel smote him, struck him down. Okay, Paul was in and out of prison on ungodly laws. Now, what I'm saying is most of our government are lawyers. The devil's legalistic. I know firsthand about that. He's very legalistic. So, when you got a country full of lawyers that is running the place, why do you think it's just indictment against the president with no nothing? They're seeking a crime. There is no crime. They're legalistic. Devil's agenda. Keep it all tied up in court. Just keep his life miserable. Don't just roll with the punches. Ask me how to change it. This is why I sit down in my word to pray for God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven and to pray for your leaders. This is the beginning. As you do my will, it will clash with the system at times. Now, Peter and John, because what they did, they were called on the carpet. And it said they told them, don't you speak anymore in this name. And they said, we know what you're saying, but we have to obey God rather than men. There'll be times where these laws are going to clash, and it'll be the wisdom of God to show us whenever we stand and say, nope. It's like this week there was a Uber driver that got a call to pick up this girl, and she wanted to go to an abortion clinic, and he refused, and now she wants to sue him over it. Yeah. Speak the return to the Constitution and constitutional law. In the Jusera says part of their implementation will be retraining every lawyer from corporate law to constitutional law. That'll be part of it. Okay, freedom for the people. Corporation law like we have had is burdens on the people. This is a new era. We have a big job ahead of us to speak the kingdom ways into this earth. The people of my day were under unbearable burdens, so in your day. You have been sent to do what I did. As truth begins to shine, light on darkness, freedom will come. Let freedom ring. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Yoke destroying, burden removing, power in manifestation. This is what God wants to do. But we've got to get our focus right for him to be able to do those things. Now I want to read this to you, not to be a bummer man, but I want you to see here. Now this is Satan's agenda. Whoever instigated it, there's the root. This right here is the 16-year plan to destroy America. Mr. Obama, his goal was to instill rogue operators in government. Now we know that the day before President Trump ever went into office, just like I think it was a week after his election, his transition team was meeting in Trump Tower. He had a visit from Admiral Rogers, and Admiral Rogers, I think it was it Flynn or Admiral Rogers? Anyway, they informed him that he was being bugged. So he had to move everything out. I mean, for 4 years before Trump ever got elected, the Obama team was spying on Americans and doing these things behind the scenes. It didn't matter who got elected. I think they even spied on Ted Cruz. But anyway, all this was going on, this agenda, see. Remove good guys from government. fund terrorism, MS-13 and ISIS. Well, ISIS is gone. It was CIA. Now we blame the dirty old Muslims on it, didn't we? No, it was CIA, our own government. Dear God in heaven. Fund terrorism, leak classified intel, military secrets. They're enemies. Special access programs sell off. Nuclearize North Korea and Iran. Those are null and void. Those have been nipped in the bud. Cut military funding. I saw the president, he was having a press conference on Air Force One, the Marine One was over there, and it was so loud, so he's having a hard time. But they were talking about, in fact, it's in the latest Cyril Brain post, because he brings out about Michael Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, and how this was her operation. And he brings out in that he will never forgive Obama, or for him, he kept saying him, he's talking to Michelle, him. I'll never forgive him for what he did to our military. I'll never forgive him for what he did, talking about how all the horrible things left our country wide open to be bombed, overrun. He was mad. He was ranting at those reporters because Michael was upset at something that Trump had said. He said, I'll tell you what I'm upset at, what you've done to this country. Weaken the NSA and reveal programs. Fund, supply North Korea and Iran. Weaken command of the generals. I have a page it's a sheet that's 4 or 5 pages long of all the military, they're all officers that Obama fired, got rid of. Target weaken the conservative base. That's us. Stage Supreme Court. Kill NASA, U.S. space supremacy. Relax our borders. Flood illegals. All right, Hillary Clinton, her goal, destroy the USA, the rise of the New World Order. I'm so glad that God stepped in and said, nope. World War III, real and orchestrated. Revise the Constitution. Close the U.S. military bases globally. Population control. I can remember when it was in Killeen that supposedly Muslim guy went on a shooting rant and killed some soldiers. And after that, Obama decided they used these false flags to take guns. So he started banning weapons on military bases, where they couldn't even carry their weapons on military base. Ban the sale of firearms, repeal the amendment, or repeal the Constitution, in other words, where you can't bear arms. Destroy, censor opposing news outlets. The censorship that's going on to try to shut up every conservative voice. Eliminate final good guys in government. Install corrupt Supreme Court justices, open the borders. Kill the economy, starve and enslave the population. Remove electoral college and steal the popular vote. Limit or remove military funding. Like Obama's Iran nuclear deal, which President Trump overrode that. Designed to attack the U.S. and take us into World War III. They just disrupted all of this plan when Donald Trump was elected. All this stuff started getting disrupted. Okay, this is LinkedIn by Michael Holtz. This is America 2017 concentration camps, list of citizens and guillotines waiting for disruptors and anyone deemed a threat to the quo elite. This was all in place, and there are over 800 concentration camps in the United States, all fully operational, ready to receive prisoners. They are staffed by Americans, Russians, Chinese, and surrounded by full-time guards, but they are all empty. These camps are to be operated by FEMA should martial law be implemented in the United States. Martial law is when the right of habeas corpus to have a trial by jury is suspended. Instead of going to a judge, you go straight to jail. Stage one, to terminate with extreme prejudice. This means to execute in cold blood all disruptors who are publicly interfering with Operation Cable Splice. a plan to take over all municipal, county, and state governments and make them into one federal government over all municipalities, and then to a single world government, the New World Order. Stage two, to arrest either on criminal charges or on mental inquest warrants, all disruptors who jeopardize Operation Cable Splice by their fanatical religious lifestyles and or their emergency preparedness, which would enable them to live outside the government direction or aid under a national emergency. Some Stage 2 disruptors will have to be terminated as they can't be rehabilitated. Planned rehabilitation will take place in certain detention, concentration camps, or special mental wards. Stage 3, the arrest of all collaborators and infiltrators along with disruptors will have their money confiscated, for it is estimated that half the wealth in the U.S. is in their hands. And it goes on and on. This is what they plan to do. This is what the devil plans to do. Why? Antichrist. He will have every kindred tongue submit to his mark. Can't buy or sell. I mean, I could go on. It goes on and on. I mean, it lists in every state the concentration camps and where they are located. Then it has all his executive orders, Obama. This is something that I believe the Lord's had me, wants me to share with you to speak. He will be claimed or proclaimed an invalid president, and every law and everything that he's ever decreed will be as if it never existed. All these executive orders will be like toilet paper. Now, if you think we're not serious place in our lives, not a silly list, fret about this silly little thing and that little thing. No, this is serious business, and we need to finish the job, not stop midstream because, well, I just want things to get back to normal. You just come across people that are so clueless, I'm going, how can you be so clueless? I just want you to realize this morning, where we sit, it is not over. We're winning. But it is not over, and we cannot let up, and we have to be serious about this, and we have to put kingdom first, and we have to have that kind of mindset. Because if the church doesn't rise up and do it, who will? Nobody can. And then if the church doesn't do it, then there's not going to be the job to go to be concerned about or whatever it is. Thanks.